Track 10, Love Hearts. A few changes can make a big difference to the health of your heart.
Follow our heart, it sometimes misses a beat, and we cry when it gets broken. Our heart is our most important muscle, pumping oxygen-rich blood around our body, and it never gets a rest. It beats at an incredible 115,000 times a day, and we cannot survive without it. So, what can we do to keep our hearts happy? According to the British Heart Foundation, one of the simplest ways to cut the risk of heart attack and heart disease is to get fit. This includes cutting out smoking and increasing physical activity. Aim for 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity a week, advises June Davison, senior cardiac nurse at the British Heart Foundation. This means repetitive rhythmic exercise involving large muscle groups such as your legs, shoulders, and arms. Your activity can be broken down into 20 to 30 minutes a day, but even 10 minutes counts. Cycling and swimming are good examples of moderate intensity activity, but just getting up and moving around more can help to improve your health. Always look out for ways to get bursts of activity into your day. Gardening, housework like vacuuming, taking the stairs instead of the lift. There are plenty of foods to feed your heart, and eating well can help control cholesterol, blood pressure, blood glucose and weight, all risk factors for heart problems. A few small changes to your diet can make a big difference, says Tracy Parker, senior dietitian at the British Heart Foundation. Try substituting foods. Choose whole grains. Substitute salt with chili, lemon or herbs to add flavour. And choose oils like olive or rapeseed rather than butter. Eating too much saturated fat, such as butter, cheese and processed meats, can increase the amount of cholesterol in the blood, which can raise the risk of developing coronary heart disease. Heart-healthy foods include salmon, avocado and walnuts, and try incorporating a meat-free day using pulses like lentils, peas and beans. There's good news for chocolate lovers too, says Tracy. We know that flavanols found in cocoa have been shown to keep the heart's blood vessels healthy. To get the benefits of flavanols, you'd need to be eating dark chocolate with a high cocoa content. And although red wine has previously been linked to benefits in heart health, a study this year revealed that these are outweighed by alcohol's negative influence on stroke and vascular dementia. It throws into question the previously accepted concept that moderate amounts of alcohol has a protective effect. Most of us experience short-term stress from time to time, and this is normal. Long-term stress, which is constant over several weeks or months, can lead to raised blood pressure, and this increases your risk of heart attack or stroke, explains Helen Furlery. Most of us experience short-term stress from time to time, and this is normal. Long-term stress, which is constant over several weeks or months, can lead to raised blood pressure, and this increases your risk of heart attack or stroke, explains Helen Flaherty.
Flaherty.
And should I go back? So I made that fluff early, didn't I?
Because I don't think you made another one before that.
Helen Flaherty.
Flaherty, yeah.
Okay. Most of us experience short-term stress from time to time, and this is normal. Long-term stress, which is constant over several weeks or months, can lead to raised blood pressure, and this increases your risk of heart attack or stroke, explains Helen Flaherty, Head of Health Promotion at Heart Research UK. Some of the things you can do to reduce stress include getting plenty of exercise, making sure you get enough sleep, taking time out of your busy schedule to relax, connecting with other people, and getting support to help you manage stress.